If you enjoy fresh, locally grown produce, listen up. This is the time of year when many community-supported agricultural farms, or CSAs, are selling shares for the coming growing seasons. WPSU's Christine Allen visited a CSA fair in State College this week to get the lowdown.
In a large room at the Friends Meeting House, displays of carrots, red onions, pea shoots, and garlic artfully spill from baskets onto long tables. Standing behind those produce displays are farmers, handing out pamphlets and eager to chat. They work on farms known as CSAs. CSA stands for
Community Supported Agriculture.
Jim Eisenstein, a retired Penn State professor, works with his son on Jade Family Farm in Juniata County.
And the idea is that people sign up for regular deliveries of fresh vegetables or eggs or fruit or whatever is offered.
Eisenstein says when you join a CSA, you pay up front for produce you'll receive on a weekly or biweekly basis. Different CSAs have different plans, but the idea is you're paying the farmer up front for a share of what he or she will produce over the next few months. So you have a stake in the farmer's success and a share of the risk that a crop might fail. You also provide funds the farmer needs to plant that crop.
And then you share in the harvest, and you get to know the farmer. You can look him in the eye, you can ask him questions, and it really helps build really nice relationships with people who are providing you with food.
We've seen a lot of new farms adopting the CSA model in this area.
Kristen Hoy of Spring Mills is the organizer of this CSA fair. She works for the Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture. Hoy says there's an increased interest in CSAs among both farms and consumers here in central Pennsylvania.
There are so many types of CSAs now that do all kinds of different models that bringing it together in a fair seems like a great way to get people together.
Hoy says because a CSA share is a substantial investment and every CSA is different, getting all the details is important. A lot of families come to CSAs looking for organic, sustainable farming practices, but she says that's a complicated issue.
To really know your food, you have to be pretty savvy. There's organic, there's no spray, there's low spray, there's integrated pest management. And there are other things that an organic certification won't cover, like crop rotation and creating beneficial insect habitat.
A farm's use of the USDA organic logo means that farm has been certified organic by the federal government. But Hoy says getting to know your farmer is the best way to find out exactly how your food is grown.
For a small farm, it may not make sense to be certified in anything in particular.
If you want to know the growing practices at your CSA, Hoy says, just ask.
They're going to get more information across in that conversation than they will maybe with a logo.
Many potential CSA customers are here to shop around. There are plenty of options among the farms represented here. You can buy the spring-summer season or the full year, a full share or half share, and in a few cases, you can specify items you want or don't want.
And I just was excited that we now have so many in this area, and I just think that's great.
Beth Bailey has been a member of a CSA for 7 years.
It's so fresh, so good. Every week, we just pick up our veggies, and that's what we cook. Once you figure out what to do with everything, it simplifies your cooking, I think.
Bailey has three good reasons to buy fresh and simplify her cooking. She has them with her, and one of them is tugging on her arm.
We have Reed, who's 7 and a half, and Cooper and Maggie, who are 20 months.
Whatever your reasons are, if you're thinking about a CSA, you'll find links to more information online at WPSU.org. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.